7 Japan Mobile.
Hello, Bob. Merry Christmas. And 0TR.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and Bernice as well. Hope you guys are ready for the holidays.
We got our parkas and fuzzy hats out and, insulated coveralls, et cetera, et cetera. How about you?
Yep, the same thing, Don. I cut up about 5 days worth of wood and made sure the generators were good in case we had some electrical problems. And that's about it. We're pretty much ready for the cold snap.
Part two. We got a big tank of propane out there in the Generac, so that should suffice that. I thought about running and getting some more chicken feed and filling up my gas containers, but I haven't done it. I may. It's just 2:30 and it don't get dark till about 5 o'clock, and that really sucks too.
From now on, we'll get longer and longer. We'll have another minute of light. December 21st is the shortest day of the year. That's my dad's birthday, so from now on, it'll start getting lighter.
Well, congratulations to your dad, but you don't make me feel a darn bit better at my age about the cold weather and it getting light. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it staying. I don't like that when it gets dark at 5:15 of an evening. It makes the day so short. And then you got a window of about 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock for us old folks before that temperature starts to drop. We went out a while ago and fed and watered the chickens and, put some cardboard up temporarily around it to guard the wind from hitting them directly. They're talking about 50-mile-an-hour winds, and I know you guys will get it worse than what we get it down here.
Of the wind, to tell you the truth, I knew it was going to get cold, but I don't recall seeing it getting that windy when I looked at the weather forecast, but I'll probably have to take another look at it. But I don't recall it saying it was going to get that windy here.
Well, Bernice, you remember, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, she hadn't heard it today, but we heard it yesterday, Mom, and it will be coming in late Thursday night here, I think. And, yeah, there were some high winds. I didn't like that at all. Always sat there on my knees watching my wire antennas. Is in 0TR.
I'll be possibly confined to the room that you're in currently, but I'm not sure. But I had to do it, Tom. I had no choice.
It's definitely a one. Well, been missing you. Haven't seen you in a long while, but we think of you and talk about you very often, sir. This is 0TR.
I ride down there and visit you guys. I haven't seen you in a while. I just find my life just constantly something going on, something to do.
And you do a really great job taking care of your dad and that, so you're pretty good for something. I'm trying to find, you know, something bad to say, but you haven't left an opening yet.
Well, yesterday we celebrated his 90th birthday. I cooked a 17-pound prime rib. And I got to tell you what, it was probably the best one I've ever cooked. I slow cooked it for 8 hours, and it really turned out very well.
What's great. I love prime rib. Our friend Chad California UE brought us over some ham the other day that he'd done out with. And Bernice is going to make ribs Christmas Eve. I think it's when the kids are coming over, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's going to make barbecued ribs and all the trimmings that go along with that. And I told her she ought to finish them up inside, but she never does. She bakes them in the oven, and then she goes out at the last and puts them on the grill out there. But I may have to move a vehicle around to shade her from the wind or something, or set up a portable heater.
That's the bacon ribs, too. I've done that. Tom, I'm pulling into Ingles here. I got to run in and grab a couple of things. We're going to have some leftover prime rib tonight. So I need to grab a couple of things, and I will catch you maybe on the return trip if you're going to be around.
Going out and gathering eggs. You must have used all of your SNAP credits up there to get that prime rib. Those suckers are expensive. But we had prime rib. What was that occasion for, Bernice? Thanksgiving. Amy's making one for Christmas, too, and bringing it up, the daughter. And so I'll get some, too. But be careful there. You'll run out, and, you know, on welfare, you won't be able to afford any more before the year's out, Bob. Talk to you later. ND7J and 0TR 73.
All right, Tom, 73. Yeah, it was a six-bone prime rib. It was 17 pounds. And it turned up really, really well. All right, we'll catch you shortly, Tom. I'll be riding back if you're around. ND7J, 73.
Hey, Speed Bump.
Hey, 73.
So is Bob. Just had to peek at you. Merry Christmas.
I knew it was you. You have a good Christmas, too. I'll be back on here in a few minutes, fellas. ND7J, 73, clear.
Okay, 85WLL.
Good afternoon, Leroy. Good afternoon, Gary. And great morning. Pass it over to Gary.
Good afternoon, Tom. You got your girls ready for this weekend? It's supposed to be cold. I talked to Mom out in Oklahoma this morning. It was 6 degrees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 degrees.
We put some cardboard around them, and Bernice read up on it. I was going to put some infrared bulbs in the cage itself up in the roost, you know, and it said not to, that it'll mess up their egg laying and such. But, you know, we always got a soft spot in our heart for the girls out there. Go ahead, Gary.
You're covered up in feathers, you know. I wear a feather, a down vest. That's feathers, and it's real warm. So when we had chickens, I didn't do anything like that for them. I guess I was mean.
I don't know. I've heard both ways. So, but, yeah, at least keeping them above freezing would help somehow or another. I heard some people use, like, 100-watt light bulbs and putting, like, the old metal number 10 cans over the light bulb and make a heater. But it was whatever works for you, I guess, over.
Black Australops we got are huge chickens. Bernice weighed an egg from one of them a while ago when it was 2.5 ounces. 2.7 ounces. And what is a large one? 2.25. So they got a lot of feathers, and the other ones just are getting over their molt, and so they're looking real healthy. So we're just going to try to protect them from the wind, and I have heated watering systems out there. You fill them up, and they come on anything below 32 degrees. And they're just 100 watts, so this is supposed to be short-lived, and then we're supposed to get a really nice warming trend after that, according to Mr. Justice, Gary. This is N0TR.
Tom, keep that 6 degrees out there in Oklahoma. I told Steve Olson, KB0, KBJ, to keep that 40 below up there in South Dakota.
Yeah, 6 degrees was a low today, and then tomorrow they're looking at 1 degree for the high, I think. So, yeah, it's going to be cold out there for the next couple of days, and then we're supposed to get down to the teens tonight, and then Friday night into the single digits, from what I understand. Anyways, let me let you guys go. I just heard you in there, Tom, and thought I'd just yell at you for just a second. Gary, y'all have a good day. KI4DOS and K0TR. 7-3 to you both. Have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you prior. KA5WLL, be clear.
Good to hear you. You'd have to change that to an N0TR, but you know that. That's a minor mistake. I get called K0TR all the time. Well, every now and then, anyways. Gary, I was talking to one of our chief engineers. I sent him a text this morning about that rumor being true about colder than an expletive deleted, you know. And he wrote back and said it was way down there. He's up in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, Gary.
Yeah, Yeah, I got your text about the two low systems that are up there in Canada. I thought that was kind of funny. But, well, I don't know. You know, it's weather's going to do what it's going to do, Tom. And Leroy, I meant to tell you bye when I first keyed up. But appreciate you coming in there and talking with us a minute. Hope you have a good day and a Merry Christmas. And, Tom, you know, the you said you talked to an engineer friend. Does he drive a train?
I did for 42 years, something like that. He was a fireman shoveling coal when he started out in the late 40s and then went to diesels and that, and then later on become an engineer. But Steve, he was up in the place for the upper offices of our machine shop, and Steve Gastel was his name, or is his name, a very nice family man, and we always keep in touch, and he did bidding on these big, huge jobs and things like that. He was just one of many engineers and draftsmen that were up there, but he was one of the prime ones, and he's lived in Bartlesville ever since they shot our plant down after 125 years had been in business. I'd worked there 32. And he moved down there and went to work for a fella from India and has really done well over the years. But he said that it was that cold up there. Now, I got to tell you, Bernice is over here, Gary, and that joke was sent to me by Bernice's daughter, Amy. She's laughing away. And I can't help it that my daughter took after her mom. You know how Bernice is.
Bernice is very sweet, Tom. I'm sure your daughter is as well. But no, I picked at all the engineers, you know. I tell them they're nothing but draftsmen. The only engineer I know drives a train. You know, they had train engineers a long time before they decided to give that title to the draftsman. And, of course, I guess they earned it. You know, they go into school and learning all the ins and outs of the things that they need to know. But that's why I asked if he drove a train.
Oh, I'll never forget those days. Well, I always thought for many years until a guy worked with me there, I was his lead man up in that machine shop, and he told me the conductor was in charge of the train, and I said, not according to my dad. And my dad's nickname was Gabby, but you don't comment on that, Gary. I'll have to slap you around a little bit. But no, Amy, I'm afraid, is my clone, and she takes after me emphatically, and Bernice is the quiet one. Shelly up north, she does a little rubs off on her. But Amy, oh, man, she's the big sports.
She's got a bad case of it.
And Bernice says she's got a bad case of Tom.
Well, they say the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Her boss told me one time, he says, I learned one thing, and it's kind of like KO4NUE. He said the same thing one time. I had to laugh. He says he was over at the Oktoberfest, and he was in there talking to me and a group of folks, and Amy went around, and he says, I learned one thing right off. He says, you never tell her that there's something she can't do.
A lot of folks like that, you know. If they tell me I can't do it, I'll do it just to prove them wrong. It may take me a while to get it done, but, you know, that's the way I look at it.
I think I'm almost a believer of Chad, I'll tell you. I sure hope him and his son have a great success with what they're trying to do now. I worked on hundreds and hundreds of welders over time, and I don't think I could now anymore, from little ones to big ones, and every type there was available under the sun, all the way up to 1,000-amp plasmas. I didn't work on that much. I worked on a 450-amp plasma. That's a lot of plasma. It would do a plate 20-foot wide and 40-foot long, Gary, all the way down to buzz boxes. And I got to tell you, there's there's a lot to it if you do it right. And he sure did a nice job on your winch there, and you too, I'm sure. And that looked like a good winch. You ought to have an external load brake on it. That's all I ever tell people about those winches.
Well, yeah, he did a wonderful job on the mount. I was over there with him, and of course he conferred with me. You want to do it this way? You want to do it that way? There's a slot in the front side of it, away from the vehicle. You know, it's got a piece that slides up into the reach, and I mount it there, and then it's got another piece where I can slide my trailer hitch, you know, the ball into it, into the mount that bolt, you know, the piece locks it in underneath the mount. That way I can pull my trailer with the winch attached, and if I need to winch something up on my trailer, I got the winch and the trailer both there in the same spot.
I fixed my winch up where I could attach it to a ball on the back, and I used it mostly for pulling my tower up and down, and I would just I mounted on a piece of 4-inch channel, and if you can visualize it, the channel going vertically up my tower, the thing I pulled it up and down with was a post. It was about, 10 feet behind the tower. And I cut a piece of channel with the a winch on it vertically. Now, this was just a cheap Sears and Roebuck $99 winch back then. And then I'd just take a two-wheeler and take my deep cycle battery out of my boat and go out there and raise and lower the tower. Work like a champ. That's N0TR.
TOS Mobile. Well, that's the whole idea behind it. I've got a hand winch on my tower now, and it's a couple of the gears are gotten skewed up. You know, they don't mesh up exactly the way they're supposed to. And I'm going to take that off and put me another pulley down at the bottom of the pole that I've got behind my tower. And I'll have a pulley at the bottom and a pulley at the top, and then I'll just pull my truck out in the backyard and slide the winch cable out, and then, you know, raise and lower the tower with it. That way I won't have to be out there winding by hand anymore, which I'm looking forward to. But the way we've got that mount made now, like I said, I can pull my trailer with it if I need to. Well, just say, just for a giggle, something happens to my tractor or my lawnmower, and I can't push it up there, I can just pull the winch cable out and winch it up on the trailer. Or, you know, if I'm going to get wood or something of that nature, it's too heavy for me to lift, I can just slide it up there with the winch. So Chad had a really, really, really good idea, the way it's made and the mount's made and the way the thing's going to work. And I bought the winch. I was going to mount it to the pole out there that behind my tower, just to raise and lower my tower. Chad said, you know, you're wasting your a lot of uses for your winch. So I said, okay. And then he started to describe the way we finally made it. And, of course, I dressed everything up and got it all together. And it works real well. I'm real pleased with it.
Yeah, Bob in D7J did something similar to that, and he's had a lot of good luck with it. I tried to tell him that for a long time, but he wouldn't listen to me. But somebody told him one night about a gin pole, which I'd been telling him that for a year, but he won't admit it, I'm sure. But that's about what he came up with, was similar to what I had. But on the hand winches, I had a friend that was blind, that he handled a lot of traffic, N0KJ, up in Kansas, and he'd go out there and climb that tower and mess with it, and he had two glass eyes. I'd scold him because I'd go down and help him with it, but I found out a single reduction in those hand winches is bad. When they make a double reduction one, and it won't get away from you as easily. That's number one. The other thing is, I worked on overhead cranes up to 250 tons in my life, and lots on 50 and 20 ton and 10 ton cranes, and they all had load brakes built into them for safety. And without going into that, I always encourage people, if they buy a winch, to have an external load brake as well as your friction brake that normally stops it. And they're not that much more expensive nowadays, especially if you go to Harbor Freight or something like that. But I noticed Chad's had one on it, on his tower, and that, it was a real nice winch that he had on there. But he's pretty knowledgeable, but don't tell him I said that.
This is KJOY. Gary's being really careful not to mention to you that he had the winch sitting on top of a tall garbage can, a plastic garbage can in the radio shack, where he shouldn't have been working on it. His only defense was it was raining, sort of cool, he didn't want to go out to the barn. And there's now a big marred place in the hardwood floor where he let it slide off. That being said, he's best be glad that it's in the radio room. Hey, Bernice.
Holler again.
Hi, Joy.
She's over at the table over here doing something. Oh, I told her to check her blood pressure. She's been getting cold lately, and I don't like that because she has cardiovascular disease, and I want to get her checked if that becomes an issue. And so far, she says, no, it's normal, but she has cold hands, and it's been cold a lot lately, but she's feeling fine, though. But, yeah, Joy, I don't know. I think I'd have slapped him around a little bit if he'd have done that to your hardwood floor. That's what Bernice would have done to me. You know how violent she is.
The only problem is he's driving and he has the glasses on. And the rule is if he does something he's not supposed to, and I say, take your glasses off, then he really knows he did something he wasn't supposed to.
Tell him if he does that again, he's going to take his teeth home in a doggy bag. I heard a forklift driver tell a boss that one time, Joy, only he meant it.
I know we're kidding. I do fuss at him about some things. But we are of the deep-rooted opinion that if you have to have a fuss or if you even have to have a bad argument, that's okay. But we don't do no swapping licks as in physically knocking each other around. We just don't believe in that at all. Tom, we're just about home. I'm going to let you say bye to Gary. Good to talk to you, and good to talk to you too, Miss Bernice. You take care of yourself, and I hope y'all have a very, very Merry Christmas. K3JOY.
Okay, Joy. Yeah, I kid around about that a lot, but our marriage has lasted 54 years, and I assure you, after my dad hit us when we were kids, I made it a point to never touch one of my children. I'd holler at them now and raise them off the floor a little bit by hollering at them, but hitting's out of the question. I always kid about that. I got flogged for that by a teacher one day when she took me seriously down at Penny's in Joplin, Missouri. Her husband said, boy, your children sure act nice. We saw all of them did. And I said, well, here's how I do it. You know, I slap her around once a week whether she needs it or not. Oh, boy. You got to be careful who you say that to, Joy. They might take me seriously. She's the most wonderful thing to ever happen. I'm sure you are, too. You guys take care. Great to hear you. And Merry Christmas if I don't hear you between then. K-I-4-J-O-Y. This is N-0-T-R. I got your call wrong there, Joy. But 73, you guys.
Miss Bernice, y'all have a good afternoon. We'll talk at you a little bit later. N-0-T-R, K-I-4-D-O-S, mobile clear.
Or J-O-Y, right here?
J-O-Y.
All right. I got it mixed up. I apologize for that. You guys have a wonderful day. And stay warm tomorrow. This is N-0-T-R.
We'll do it, Tom. And Yeah, the only call sign you really need to know is your own. So we don't mind. It don't matter to us one way or the other. 7-3 there, young man. NZ-ROTR, KI-4-DOS.